On this episode of Still Loading, hello there, spider friends! Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to this new episode of Still Loading. For this week's episode, we are breaking away from the stranglehold of Nintendo. That's right, I've been stuck in the throes of the beautiful but tiresome 40 for 40 series. And as much as I love Nintendo, and I'm always excited to talk about it, let's talk about a different console for once. Let's talk about a game specifically from a different console. This game is Spider-Man for the Sega Genesis. And to join me for this episode, it is my other friend, Josh. There's two J's on this one, so get used to it.
How convenient.
So, yes. So, Josh, basically, I invite you over to record an episode, and I asked you to pick a game. What led you to choose Spider-Man?
Well, I mean, I've always been a giant fan of Spider-Man on all different consoles, but, you know, comics, movies, anything, so I get my hands on Spider-Man makes me excited. But definitely what drew me to it was seeing your giant collection and you mentioning it. You haven't even played it. So it was like, well, I've never played it. It's a great start off point.
I that is indeed. So as we do in true Still Loading style. Ooh, I like that. Still Loading style. I'm going to use that. That's going to be
trademark.
I know. Trademark. hashtag Still Loading style. I'm going to use that, I think. But let's talk about the cover art. So what we can see here is we see Spider-Man slinging a web in the streets above New York City. And I won't lie, I actually really enjoy the artwork. It looks like a competently drawn Spider-Man. It actually looks like something straight out of the comics.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, I mean, it doesn't really add much to the actual art, but you also, for nostalgia's sake, you have the classic black checkered background behind the art, the Sega. So you know you're getting into a Sega game.
Well,
but just like you said, it looks like it jumps right off a comic book panel. I mean, it's very beautiful, very vibrant, and it's just the classic Spider-Man colors, the blue and red suit.
Well, and speaking of comics, check this out. So I have the manual in front of me. Page number 2 of the manual has a little comic book strip. And it's actually, from what I remember of us playing the beginning of the game, it's the exact text that you see Kingpin saying on the TV in the beginning of the game. But now you can
on the loading
see every,
screen.
Yeah, on the... Well, no, because we could skip it.
Okay.
But, like, the opening intro type of thing. It's pretty good. I wonder...
And it looks like it follows the progression of the first level as well.
You're right. It really does. What I wanted to see, though, was does it give credits to see who drew it? Because it's clearly for the game. I don't know if it gives any... I don't see any credits in here. Is it hidden into the images at all? But it says, "Good evening, New York. My name is of no importance. I am merely a concerned citizen. A citizen who has learned of something monstrous. Check this out, Peter." That's Mary Jane, I think. I honestly don't know. Do you know if that's Mary Jane? Or is that maybe...
That's Mary Jane. Is absolutely. I don't think he would be chilling on the couch with other vixen.
Who was the didn't he date?
Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, Gwen Stacy.
I don't know. I mean, it is in black and white, but my money would be that she's a redhead.
That's what I thought too. And he just yells out, "The Kingpin!" like really. Then it's a lot of text, and I don't really want to read it. But basically, the Kingpin is saying, "The renegade known as Spider-Man is seeking revenge upon you. He has hidden a bomb which will explode in exactly 24 hours, leveling the city." Oh, so he's trying to frame the Spider-Man. "Bomb exploding in exactly 24 hours, leveling the city, unless we force him to confess its location. I offer a $10,000 reward for his apprehension. We must protect ourselves." And then he goes, "You're not the only one, fat man." That's just mean. I mean, come on.
Are fat shaming Spider-Man? Are we really doing that?
Exactly. Really, Spider-Man?
But although, that is right out of Peter Parker's repertoire.
Yeah, I guess.
Just defaming and making fun of villains.
Well, what's strange is, right, so lately there's been rumors King's been up, and he's hired all the big guns. Okay, so they don't really explain it in a game. In the game cutscene, it's just like, all right, we know Kingpin's doing this. Oh, hey, there's Doc Ock. And there's Dr. Octopus. Let's go get him. And so then you start fighting Dr. Octopus. So I guess to jump into it, let's just talk about the controls, because that really obviously defines the gameplay. So the ability, the controls, and the abilities of Spider-Man. So from what we played, at least in the first level, because once again, in true still loading style, God, I love that. I'm just excited about that. In true still loading style, we go in with absolutely not reading the manual, no prior research done on the game, just seeing what our impressions are of it, and overall, it's an interesting game. You enjoyed it, I think, a little bit more than I did.
I liked it right off the bat. It starts off with majority of his powers, and you're thinking Genesis. You know, it's not going to have that great mechanisms, but I mean, punching, kicking, obviously, and then you have your web shooters. You can also web swing, which is pretty neat, and which I think is the coolest. Is you can cling to walls, you can even climb on the ceiling, so there's little finicky ways that you can get around the enemies. And we found a little back door that we couldn't do it again. You did it once, and you did it once, and I did it once, and then after that we couldn't do it. But it was kind of like a way that we figured out we could jump from wall to wall and then jump up, and then we found a shortcut through the first level. But it's just neat that you can manipulate the boundaries of the game, that you can crawl on different surfaces, especially the ceiling. So I liked it. It's definitely challenging.
Very challenging. My biggest complaint with it is, like you said, you can shoot web balls, you can beat guys up, you can climb on walls, which is really cool. My biggest problem is that to climb on the wall, you have to hold a button down. Mm-hmm. You have to hold the C button down, which is fine, but to jump off a wall, like Spider-Man can leap off the wall and to get to another one, but if you don't, but it's really wonky because your instinct would tell you let go of C and or maybe pre like let go of C and hold left or right or whichever direction when you go, but that's not how you do it. You have to let go of C and hold up to force him to jump up, and then you can change directions once you're in the air. And that's it gets a little difficult to do because now you have to do a lot of different things with your hands when it could have been as simple as just a button press and a direction pad mm-hmm. and a direction on the D-pad. Yeah. But it's not really quite that simple. It's the same type of logic even for swinging because you can swing on your the web just like Spider-Man does in on the streets of New York and he'll swing around. But the way it works, to shoot a web ball, you have to press B and hold a direction. So press B and hold left will shoot it left, so on and so forth. B is jump, A is shoot the web ball, excuse me. But if you jump and press A without any direction, whatever direction you jumped in, Spider-Man will swing in that direction initially. Mm-hmm. So you have to jump in a direction, press C without hitting the D-pad after that, and let this gravity and the swing take over. It's a little unintuitive, I'm not going to lie, and I guess, in true still loading style, we could have probably looked at the instruction manual to tell us what the controls were, but we kind of figured it out.
It was intimidating at first, just kind of figuring out what was going on. And then I went through a whole playthrough and I didn't even realize that you could web swing. And then I saw you do it, and I was like, oh my God, how'd you do that? So it was interesting, but it was fun. It was nice. It was kind of like rediscovering childhood. You know, just like when you were a kid. It was like, I don't know, if I got my hands on a Genesis game, normally it wasn't new, it was used, so I didn't have the instruction booklet, and we didn't have the internet.
Well, and we didn't read the instruction booklet. Yeah, we didn't read them. But so, the bosses in this game are the Dr. Octopus, or Doc Ock, the Lizard, Electro, the Sandman, and Hobgoblin. I totally thought it said Hobo Goblin for a second. Venom and Kingpin. Sorry, forgot about the Kingpin. But yeah, we made it to the first boss, and he is tough as shit. Like, he is
Well, we made it to the fake boss, which is a guy... So the spider sense went off, and...
The most epic... I don't know how to describe it. It is so...
Swing
such
over,
a
forklift, shoot driver. Yeah, swing over... No, climb to the ceiling, swing over, forklift, shoot driver.
That's right. The first mini-boss is a man in a forklift.
And then you beat
Never
that.
Never would have seen that
and
coming.
It's such a false sense of accomplishment, because it's like, oh, awesome. You progress a little bit further, and then boom, Doc Ock is there waiting for you, and you have no idea what to do.
It's not. It's not. A, it's Oh my god, the freaking fight with that stupid... I mean, Doc Ock at least makes sense why he's so hard, but why was a man in a forklift so aggravating? Because you could only get one, like... So the way it would work is that you would have to climb up the wall, swing over him, land behind him where he's vulnerable, and shoot him. Makes sense, a lot of games do mechanics like this. Problem is that he turns around so quickly on a dime that you shoot him, you maybe will get one shot off, two if you're lucky. And it takes not a lot of shots. I would say about 6 or 7, like maybe, I'll say 10 shots. Just, I didn't count in all honesty, but I'll say 10 shots. It took about 10 shots to actually beat this guy.
Yeah, it was a decent amount.
And it was aggravating because it's not like it's the most fun mechanic to have to constantly do. You feel like you gain no progress by having to get one shot off only to do the annoying jump, like the jump on the wall, climb up, swing, so on and so forth. It's not the most fun mechanic, in all honesty. But I am genuinely impressed with the amount of abilities they gave Spider-Man with only three buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was impressive. Also, it was just kind of, I don't know, like, I guess you could say wonky, but it definitely challenged you to get down the mechanics of the web swinging, and I think that's exactly why they employed it. So so right off the bat, they're like, okay, they understand it, they're going to use it, and it's essential to beating the game and beating most bosses. I just wish I knew how to beat Doc Ock.
I know, right?
I was scared crapless. I was like, oh, man.
If only we were better at video games. but no, and so looking on the back, right, I always like to read... Oh, this is a... Never mind. I always like to read the back of, like, the manuals and the back of everything just to see, like, what they say their, backstory is. Actually, may I see the box real quick? If you hear all that jingle-jangling, that's the boxes. But in the back of the box, it says, America's superhero, the Amazing Spider-Man, is in serious trouble. The Kingpin has vowed to destroy New York and he's assembled a vast army of villains to help, including Dr. Octopus, the Hobgoblin, Venom, and all that other stuff I already read to you. Sorry. But Spider-Man boasts the... What? Okay. Sorry. It's such a weird word. But Spider-Man boasts the proportional powers of a super spider. I mean, I get it, but as a kid... Do you really want to know, like, why? What do you mean by proportional powers? Like, I get what it's saying, because a spider can lift, you know, a certain amount of its own weight, so now he can, too. Like, I get it, but as, like, an 8-year-old kid, that concept, I don't think would have really, like, stuck out. Yeah, right? That's just, I don't know, that's weird. Of a super spider. He swings on a web line across dizzying chasms no other superhero could handle. He punches and kicks with spectacular strength, clambers up buildings and crawls across girders, even upside down, and uses his webbing to trap enemies and spin protective shields. What? He can do a shield? What the I'm going to read that. I'm going to open this and do this at the same time because I'm multitasking. I'm going to open up the manual and see this at the same time.
That would have been convenient.
Each villain has his own evil bag of tricks. Mutant reptiles in the sewer. Electric bats among the high power lines. Alien entities on skyscraper roofs.
Don't forget about the rats.
Oh my fucking... We'll talk about the rats. All these and much more face the high-flying web-slinger as he races to save the city. So let's talk about that. One of the most aggravating things about this game, I mean, you see this a lot in video games where you have this ultra-powerful superhero figure, muscular-bound dude like Arnold, and they get defeated by something so menial. And as this, my other friend, my fellow Josh over here said, you can get killed by rats in this game. Spider-Man has been killed by a rat. So in the manual it says here that you can get a web shield, but it doesn't really tell you how to do it. It just says web shield provides Spidey with momentary protection. And that's all it really says. It doesn't.
Maybe
really...
it's just a power up that you get later on in the game.
I guess so. I don't know. It doesn't really tell us much. It just says C is the jump button, B is the attack button, and then A is the icon button, which I don't fuck if I know that. Usually it shoots Spidey's webbing, but it can also... There it is, sorry. A is the icon button. Press it to use icons found on the options screen. Usually this shoots Spidey's webbing, but it can also put up a web shield, take a photo,
so
or turn
through.
Spidey back into Peter Parker. Kind of interesting. Maybe we should have hit start and see what would happen if we just kept on dying.
Well, I mean, not to backtrack a little bit, but as far as the enemies go, it was a little interesting. I was like, oh yeah, we got these rats. And then for the majority of all the goons, if you will, are the same green pants, brown shirt, white shirt, and they make some pretty funny animations. One of them attempts to stab you over and over
by stabbing down,
and then they're just lined up and just mindlessly shooting. But then, like we said, we went to that faux boss that was on the forklift, so you're kind of thinking, oh, well, okay, this is getting a little stale. And then boom, they drop the hammer and Doc Ock just comes out of nowhere and his tentacles are like 30 feet long and it's like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. The game has totally drop kicked me in the face.
You can say the balls. It's okay. There is swearing and other such language allowed.
Oh, there's swearing allowed. Well, that's great. I've been holding myself back.
No, I mean, I usually mark the episodes as explicit or something. If it's, you know, if I drop the F-bomb somewhere along in there, or if I swear.
You shouldn't give me a hall pass on the F-bomb. I might drop it a little too much.
Okay. Well, maybe next time you're back on, I don't know. Do something. But no, you're right though, like it the difficulty ramps up. Actually, I would say the difficulty ramps up pretty well. And what you were saying before about how it teaches you to use the different abilities, I was genuinely surprised by the quality of the level design, because it forced you to use all of those abilities in some way, shape or form in order to fight that first mini boss. And then once again, obviously, I mean, we couldn't do it, but to beat Doc Ock. So I was really surprised with how well they, or how well organized everything was in terms of, like, you really feel like you, I mean, even if you're not good at the controls, you understand how they work and you understand the mechanics of them. And so that level really makes you go around and learn those controls. What I will say, though, and like you said before, the enemies aren't that interesting. It just looks like a bunch of, like, disgruntled businessmen in their green khakis and brown jumpsuits.
Bomber jackets.
I was going to say the music's not very good. The music kind of matches those men. They're kind of bland.
Yeah.
It was kind of bland and un...
it's a very generic Sega 16-bit just background. It's just very run-of-the-mill Genesis game, and nothing iconic like your Mario Brothers or Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Well, see, Genesis is interesting too, because so the Super Nintendo has a Sony sound chip in it.
Of course they do.
It was before the PlayStation came out. Otherwise, there's no way Sony would have helped Nintendo, who is now a competitor in video games with them, do that. But it was back when, you know, Sony wasn't in the video game market, because the Super Nintendo, I believe, was released in 1990 or 91. I forget the exact years. I'd have to look it up. But it was the very, very early 90s. And so, like I said, Sony wasn't in the market. The Genesis creates music with FM synthesis, which... I'm not a big, like, music tech geek, so I couldn't tell you really the big difference, but the Sony chip and the Super Nintendo created music using samples. So, you know, they would sample sounds from other different things. You want a horn, they would play a recording of a horn, compress it to hell and back so it could work in a Super Nintendo, and that's where you get the Super Nintendo sounds. So that's why Super Nintendo had a little, like, it, while its music is still awesome, not trying to knock it, it can get a little muddy sometimes, because they had to compress these sounds. Now, it still sounds great, and from a technical standpoint, the Super Nintendo did have a better sound chip than the Sega Genesis. But the Sega Genesis FM synthesis, that has completely different vibes. It's not even like it's like, it's a similar type of chip and people just, you know, programmed for a different, they just didn't get, like, they had different composers for Super Nintendo versus Genesis. It was literally a different, they needed to compose music differently for the Genesis because it was done through FM synthesis, which generally has a more, like, fuzzy, staticky feel to it, but it also creates some, like, nice, like, bass sounds. Like, it's got Almost sounds like slap bass a lot on Genesis, you know?
Slap of the bass, slap man.
I don't know. I love Genesis music because it feels more... While Super Nintendo is kind of, like, muddy, like I said, it's kind of... not muted, but it has a more softer, round sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis has a more sharp sound. So when you're playing, like, action games and things like that, there's, a sharp contrast. It doesn't kind of muddle all together. So that's why... like Sonic music is so driving because it's got like this nice behind it. I don't know how to describe like a oomph behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I could listen to the Chemical Plant Zone any day of the week. I love we're not doing karaoke, I'm sorry. But yeah, so
that warning music is just gives me anxiety attacks every time.
Oh, I know. Imagine that being like your alarm as you wake up. And
I had a friend that did that, and it was awful.
It make you pee your pants like right away in the morning.
Waking up to that is not fun.
But
getting back on target.
But I don't have much else to really say about the game. Do you have any like final thoughts on it to wrap this show up?
I would love to give it another try. Maybe sneak a peek at a strategy or two to see how to defeat. Dr. Octopus.
Speedrunners are your best friend. I don't know if there's any speedruns of this game, but I would probably do some research to see.
But no, it was it was fun. I remember when we started it, and we had a bunch of different options. It gave you like the difficulty, like difference in web, whatever that means.
Well, you probably only have in Spider-Man. Like I've never read the comics, but I know that unlike the newer Sam Raimi movies where he just has it shoot out of his wrist, he actually has web cartridges.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so that's what we were...
Which makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we were choosing, is that you actually chose how many web cartridges you start with. We wanted to start with the max because I knew we would be LOL bad.
There wasn't any... I wonder if it's just for each level because we didn't run into any web replenishment things. We hit, like, life tokens.
A lot. Well, we needed
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely punishing.
But
it's a solid game. It's definitely worth going back to. We just need more time.
Yeah.
Not do this on a Thursday.
Yeah, not do this on a
Thursday. And I have to be at work at 6.
Well, I thank you for staying up late. Well, late for... later for... unfortunately, someone has to be in at work at 6 a.m. and has a long commute, as I know we both do. But
we have the same commute.
We have the same commute. But pretty much that wraps up this episode of Still Loading. Thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed us talking about something other than Nintendo. I certainly enjoyed playing this game. Definitely give it a try. You can follow. Please rate, review, and subscribe the show. That really helps get the name out. The more people, the more ratings this show gets, the more likely it is that more people can discover it. So please remember to do that. I hope it's good reviews. My voice disappeared for the last part, but I do hope it's good reviews. I hope you are enjoying the show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at StillLoadingPod. So feel free to reach out to me in any one of those and. I'm more than willing to talk. I'm usually a little shy and lazy to post online, but if you reach out to me, I will be 100%, I will respond back to you guys. So thank you all for listening. Josh, is there anything that you would like to plug, or do you have anything that you wanted to post? I don't know if you do anything online extracurricular.
I don't, actually. This is my first ever podcast, so I guess I just thank you for inviting me into your lovely home, and I enjoyed this, and I'm looking forward to doing some more.
That's
in the future.
I definitely want to have you back. So, well, thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next time for the next 40 for 40 episode. Until then.